Chala perk down mishne zayin. Yisrael shayu al risin la'ovde kachom b'Suria. So we know Suria, when David HaMelech conquered Suria, is before they totally conquered Eretz Yisrael. So it had some dinim of Eretz Yisrael, but it really wasn't totally like Eretz Yisrael. So if a Jew would be a sharecropper to a non-Jew that owned land in Suria, so the Yid would work the land and he would get a certain chelik of the produce. So that was the setup. So Rabbi Eliezer mechayev perusayim b'maisis uv'shvius. Rabbi Eliezer, he held that they made Suria like Eretz Yisrael, the Gabi Maisus and Shvius. And the Melech Shlomo Alpidi Yerushalmi brings, in the name of Shamshin, that the reason that Rabbi Eliezer is Mechayev and he treated it like Eretz Yisrael, that you had to take off Maisus and you also had a din of Shemitah, is because he wanted to make like a Knas. I guess the Jews shouldn't be an Oris by a non-Jew. Maybe they would learn from their ways, I guess. Or they shouldn't hang out in Suria so long. They wanted to disincentivize the Jews for working in Suria and being there. So if they would have to do that and they would work and as a sharecropper, they would have to actually take off Maisus and the dinim of Shemitah as well. For Rabbi Gamliel, Poter. However, Rabbi Gamliel didn't hold of this, and he held that it's Poter, because they did not make Suria like Eretz Yisrael, and it's not Chayiv in Maisus. The only time it's Chayiv in Maisus is only the time that the Jew actually owned the land in Suria, and the guy had no chelik in it. But if the goy owned the land in Suria and a Jew was just working, Rabbi Gamliel says, there they wouldn't make a knas and they wouldn't mechayev him to take off maisus and have the halachas of Shemitah as well. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Gamliel, the same shita, Rabbi Gamliel oimer shtei chalas b'Suria. Rabbi Gamliel held that Suria was just like chutz la'aretz and they would have to take off two chalas when you took off chalas. So what does that mean? So in chutz la'aretz, we're going to see soon that they would take off two chalas. One would be burnt because Eretz Ha'amim, outside of Eretz Yisrael, is Tameh, and therefore it has to be burned. And the second was given to a Kohen, Kedei Shelo Tishokach Teres Chala Yisrael, that the Jews shouldn't forget the Mitzvah Chala, so they should give it to a Kohen. We're going to get back to that in the future. So that's what they did. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer Chala Echos. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, it has the Dinim of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the offer is not Mitameh, like the offer of Eretz Ha'amim. Therefore, it's one challah, and you don't burn it. Ochazu kuloi shel Rabbi Gamliel, v'kulo shel Rabbi Eliezer. So they grabbed on to the kula of Rabbi Gamliel, which means that you're not chayiv in maestros and shvius, because you treat it like chutz la'aretz. V'kulo shel Rabbi Eliezer, in that you'd only take off one challah, and treat it like Eretz Yisrael. So you took the two kulas, even though the svaras were the opposite. As we say, that if a person takes the kula of one person and the kula of another person, he's called a Rasha. So they stopped this. Chazu linoig kedivrei Rabbi Gamliel b'shtei drachim. So they just went Rabbi Gamliel across the board, and they treated Suria like outside of Eretz Yisrael, like Eretz Ha'amim. You had two chalas, just like Chutz La'aretz, but also you were mekel, in that the fact is you didn't have to take off Maisrus and Shemitah if a guy would own the land in Suria.